Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
This is Courtney from LA, and I don't know why we're laughing already.
No, it's because you counted down weird.
Oh, I counted down. Like, remember the Tootsie Roll commercial, like the Tootsie Pops, when they're yes, like
the owl?
Yes, he's like a one, a two, a three.
So that's and we're doing. Back, people.
Hi, everyone.
It's my birthday month.
It's birthday month. It's like already Christmas songs have started playing. I was at the mall this past weekend at the Grove, and I was in the parking structure, and I looked out, and I'm like, the tree is already up.
People are like really into Christmas this year.
I'm just like, it's really hard to live in in Southern California, and people are like, yay, Christmas. I'm like, cool, it's 80 degrees today.
Even in Northern California, it was 75.
Yeah, so like it's really hard to get into the spirit when it's like summer year round, which I know is like a really
first world problem.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's like a stupid problem to have, but it's like, oh, it's fall. Like I have it. Like I wore like a mock turtleneck to work the other day, and someone was like, "What are you wearing?"
I was like, you're like sweating.
Yeah, no, it's freezing in my office. But I was like, I was wearing a sweat. It's fall.
I know.
Like, I had to give myself the excuse.
I feel you, girl. I try. It always like because it starts out cold in the morning here, mm-hmm. and then by like noon, I'm like, I'm sweating because I'm wearing a sweater.
Right.
And everyone's like, "Why'd you wear that?" I'm like, "What are you supposed to wear in the morning?"
You should just wear your cool vest that all you San Francisco kids wear.
I wear that every. I put the sweater over my vest. Duh.
Oh.
It's my lesbian chic.
That's funny.
Chic, c'est la vie. C'est bon. Did you watch any of the videos of Luann and Sonia?
I did not. Can you tell me what happened? They were hosting something as like nurses? Like,
it was like a Halloween party and they were sexy nurses. I'm like, these women are 60 showing off their boobs. Good
but they
for
look
you.
I was going to say they look better than I would.
I couldn't have worn the outfits that they wore. And then like Kyle Richards in the
Playboy Bunny
costume. I was like, I wanted to make fun of her, but I'm like, I can't wear that and I'll be 33 next week.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make fun of her in the sense that it's like kind of a weird costume to wear to your daughter's 30th birthday party.
It made me feel uncomfortable, the picture with Mauricio is Hugh, she's the bunny, and then it's Portia. I was like, Portia wanted to be a bunny too.
I'm also not going to get all feminist, but like, here I go. But it's like, I don't like when people like fantasize the Playboy culture because it's really just like a gross, pervy old man. Like, when you read, like, I remember, like, growing up in, like, Girls Next Door. Remember that show? Like, I loved that show.
Yeah, Kendra.
And Holly Bridget. Like, I loved them all, and I thought that show. And then it was, like, as soon as all these people got out of the mansion, all these tell-alls started coming, and it just sounded, like, miserable. And people were, like, literally fighting just to be a girlfriend, and, like, they'd backstab you. And they'd do, like, all these crazy things, and I was, like, ugh.
Not the life I want to live.
Not the life. I mean, plus I'm a brunette.
And Holly had like a following out with Hef.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always thought Holly was like really conniving. She had a great glow up. Let's talk about that. A girl from Alaska. Her face was not legit. And then she joined that mansion. She looks great. She's also sad. She's getting divorced from her husband, the creator of EDC. Who'd have thought that would be coming?
And they have that daughter, Rainbow.
Rainbow. Yeah.
The things I remember sometimes.
Right? Remember she had Peep Show at Planet Hollywood?
Yes. Yes.
It's like, I can't remember my middle name, but like, I can remember these ridiculous things. Okay, but let's talk about all the costumes, right? So we had Bethany and Sonia were nurses. Like, Ramona was wearing like Sonia's...
No. Bethany? No.
I meant Luann and Sonia.
Luann, Sonia, and Tinsley naughty nurses.
Right. Ramona was wearing Sonia's costume from the colonial thing, and then Bethany took the knickers that Sonia forgot to wear with that, and she wore them over her, like, angel outfit.
Which I thought was funny because all the Kardashians were angels as well.
Also, the Kardashians, I was like, I am so confused by this timeline of costumes. Like, Kim was also Pamela Anderson. Kylie was also – she was a butterfly. She was a Barbie. Also, I was, like, LOLing because she posted a photo of Stormy as, like, a butterfly. And I was, like – and, of course, I commented. And I was, like, damn, like, missed opportunity to dress her as a rain cloud. Like, you know. And somebody was, like, how dare you talk about a one-year-old like that? She's beautiful. And I'm, like, what?
That's not the point.
I was, like, her name's Stormy. It's a play on the name. Like, if you can't laugh, get out of here. She's, like, it's just rude. I'm, like, goodbye. She's, like, I'm unfollowing you. I'm, like, oh, we're so sad.
Or like, it'd be funny if she was like a weather woman, like a broadcaster,
right? Like, well, like, and then like we say, like, Shannon
tomorrow
Storms,
looks a little stormy.
Shannon Storms' next career should be
a weather woman.
Which, okay. Also, just side note. So today, Real Housewives of Orange County, Emily, she posted a photo from being on Fox 5 News San Diego.
Which reminds me,
I literally
of
commented.
Alexis Foligno.
I commented and I said, "Don't tell Alexis or Gretchen."
They were like fighting for that job.
That was so ridiculous. And then, like, so, and Emily said, like, they said she could come back anytime. I think she should bring Shannon, and I think Shannon should just test the waters. Could you imagine? She's like, oh, it's a heat wave here in California again. Cream cheese like, and your salmon.
I can imagine her like fanning herself off like, whoa, it's a hot one, guys. And like taking off her jacket and
her too small jacket. And she's like throwing it up the anchor. Man, do you guys feel that breeze? Oh, it's a chilly one on the East Coast. Like I could just picture it.
Wait, but the best costume of all is Lisa Rinna as the Pretty Mess. And then it just got me thinking, like, it would be pretty easy to look like her. You just have to put in contacts, a shit ton of makeup, and have the biggest hair in the world.
Mm-hmm. And wear, like, a t-shirt dress.
Yeah. I wouldn't fit into a t-shirt dress, though.
Well, I'd fit into, like, I'd fit into the shirt that Vicky bought Shannon. Maybe I'd fit into that one. But I really liked it though. I thought it's like, you know,
she killed it.
Yeah, she looked great. And like, it's like out of any of them to do, like, I think if anybody else did it, like if Dorit did it, we'd be like, oh great, single white female over here. But Dorit's costume is her facelift.
It's a chin implant.
I don't think, okay, I really think all she did was like something with her eyes and maybe like a little, first off, she looks fantastic, but her eyes aren't all cokey anymore like they used to be. And so I
It's like a more defined chin, bigger lips.
Okay.
And like her face isn't as puffy.
Yeah. I mean, she looks good.
Oh, she looks amazing. I want that plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I literally am like, give me your doctor. Like, she looked like today she posted this photo, and I literally thought it was like a glow up of Kate Chastain from Below Deck. And then people were also saying, oh, but she also looks like Morgan Stewart from Rich Kids, which she does.
Yeah.
And she kind of looks Kardashian. I've put
them side by side before.
So, say that again? Oh, yeah, you have. Hmm. Yes. But
I love Morgan Stewart.
I do too. I think she just got a new E! Show.
It is. It's after Busy Tonight, which
is that on 5 days a week?
I've been trying to watch because I really do adore her, but something's amiss. I think it might be like the live studio audience.
Is it a live show or is it pre-tape? Tell me what it is because I've been trying to catch up. Late night
show with her. Okay. And she's had on.
What does she talk about?
You know, it's just like a regular late night show. Like, oh, okay. She's talking about the latest news, and she's only had women on.
Love it.
She had Vanessa Hudgens on.
What?
That Why? Was her first guest.
Vanessa Hudgens?
Right?
Like Isn't High School the... Musical?
Yeah.
That was her first guest? Yeah, she called her Hudgie. She couldn't get anyone bigger?
Coming out.
Yeah, Hudgie's then... doing the Rent, the Fox musical on Rent, of Rent. You know, the live action.
Yeah, right, right. And then
Kristen Bell, I thought I saw too.
I haven't seen that one yet. No, Mindy Kaling.
Oh, that's good. I think Busy's great. I feel like remember her Instagram stories where she was like, can someone Venmo me a dollar? And then she was joking and then all these people did.
No, I mean, she's hilarious. I really enjoy her and I would like her to succeed. But there's just like a miss. It's just like.
Maybe it's nerves. Maybe it'll find its groove.
Yeah, I feel like the audience isn't receiving it well. Wait, play-by-play's done, right?
Yeah, I was just gonna that's so funny because I'm like, I haven't seen play-by-play and I'm like, I'm just gonna say that you and I, mostly me, for being a psycho, single-handedly ended the show.
It only had 3 episodes. Poor Jerry. Jerry.
He's a super fan and I'm into him. I just, the direction of the show was wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and then I haven't watched that new podcast one yet.
The Lady Gang.
Yeah, I got to watch that still. I heard mm-hmm. it's cute.
And then, I mean, since Megyn Kelly's been fired from NBC from the Today Show, I'm like, you know who would be really great for that 9 a.m. hour?
Who?
Us.
No.
Yeah. We would be like the prelude to Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Yeah, I don't think we got a shot.
Well, okay. But we're really. West Coaster. Yeah, I know. But really, I really think that Danny Pellegrino would be like perfect for it.
He needs to be on TV. He has a face for TV.
He has a face for TV. He really does. And he's just like so sweet and snark, the right amount of snark and like perfection. Like I really think, guys, if you know anyone at
a spot on The View.
No, on The View. He gets his own hour on NBC.
Okay, fair. I'm down. Petitioning now.
I'm not going to do anything about it unless somebody listening here wants Danny's info because they have a hookup for the Today Show. He didn't even pay us to say this. This is not sponsored. Okay, moving on. So speaking of like Bravo shows, this week on Watch What Happens Live was like the fifth annual Real Housewives Awards.
Which was so lame.
Which it's like fun because I'm like, do they just give the awards to people who can be there? Or do you think these people, and then I see a picture and it's like Brandy and it's like Karen Huger. I'm like, oh no, they made themselves available.
Well, they could make that like a really fun thing that could be hilarious, but there's a miss there as well.
Well,
there's
a lot of misses in this world. He doesn't give the Housewives run Bravo and he doesn't give them enough credit. Like it should not be a clubhouse thing.
Exactly.
It should be like a live stage. Like when Andy comes to Los Angeles, like that's the kind of stage they need where there's like thousands of people in the audience.
And they should have musical performances by the talents, like Melissa Gorga,
Erica Jane,
Dorit,
Luann.
Fever.
I don't want to see that.
What?
I don't want to see that.
I would love to see Fever in person. And we might get a little taste of that because Dorit and PK are starting their own podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can call in for advice. So we got to do that.
She's like, okay. So, caller, you're on the line. And they're like, so how do I get out of gambling debt? They're like, next, caller. They're like, hey, Dorit, how can I perfect an English accent if I've never been? She's like, okay, next, caller. Like, hey, Dorit, were people doing coke in your bathroom? Okay, next, caller. Like, I don't think it's going to go well. I think it's going to go as well as Sheena's has gone.
It's probably on podcast one.
Oh, God, which I hear is, like, a horrible one.
Yeah. We'll never go there.
Yeah, unless they want to pay us. But, like, whatever, besides the point. Let's actually talk about, I mean, we've been burying the lead. Because big things happened this week. The trailer for the new season of Vanderpump Rules dropped.
The best days of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That was not.
No, I think that's exactly how it sounds. You nailed it. And it's just like Raquel is going to be on. She's like, James, can you shine my glass? I have to yell at someone so I can be relevant. Lala, be my friend. Lala. You ate my pasta.
You're on fire. I love it. No, Lala. Lala, when she's yelling at her, is she trying to be J-Lo in that? And, like, is it a dress-up party and she's J-Lo? Like, and she's wearing that famous J-Lo dress, like the feather peacock dress? Like, what that
she's
was
like, I don't wear these
low.
Hoops just for a Range Rover, honey.
It was, like, Versace. And then there's, like, a part of it that says that she's taking a break. And I figured taking a break from Randall, but I must be taking a break from something else.
From, like, hostessing.
Yeah, life.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want my $8 an hour pretend job. But I LOL'd, and I'm sure it's a sad moment, but when Bo was like, hit, like the way he communicates with Stassi, he's like, you dick punched my heart.
You know, what do you think she did?
I don't know. She didn't cheat on him. There's no way.
No.
And then James is crying, and it's like, James is not that much in it. Kristen falling was everything to me.
Sheena was barely in it. And
thank God.
The cast is clearly against her right now. They're posting all these promotions and Sheena's like, I'm not in that photo either.
Yeah. Ariana especially. Like, I think Ariana's done with her.
Who also was a lesbian at some point.
Which is like, that's the storyline we're going with.
I'm sure.
So
I'm
she
sure.
didn't hate her vagina, but she hooked up with lesbians. Like, she hooked up with a lesbian. And like,
or maybe she hated her vagina so much she needed someone else that had a vagina to like it.
I'm curious to see where this storyline goes. And then I'm like, was she with a girl before Tom? Or is this like that cheating thing where like Brittany went down on Kristen and then Jax told the world? What a sweet boyfriend.
I think it was after that bad guy that she had to get away from. Then she like had a stint with women.
Okay. I mean, maybe she had to because she felt so, yeah, maybe. And then what else happened in that trailer?
Well,
it's heavily Brittany and Jax. Barf.
Yeah, I mean, definitely their wedding. But I'd also like to point out that Sheena did not. They all went to Cabo this past week, and it was Brittany and Jax,
Tom and Katie, Stassi and Beau,
and
Rand and Lala. So right, Kristen didn't go either.
Yeah. So,
but I actually think the reason, because I think people are like, oh, they're on the outs with Kristen, but I think it's because Kristen says, like, she's like, my boyfriend has like a real job, so he can't just take off time during the week to do this. So I bet she didn't go because he couldn't go.
Okay.
Like, I feel like she was probably invited.
Okay.
Although Lala does say in the when she like falls, we're like, that was trashy.
Right.
Also, I feel like Lala just, like, keeps trying. Like, I can't
figure out. I feel like Lala's the queen bee.
Yeah, which is, like, interesting.
Like, they all want to be like Lala. Like, they all want to. I mean, Lala's going to live a great life with Ram.
Oh, I think
PJs
so,
PJs all day long.
I still Hoopies. Don't understand.
She's going to have hoop diamond earrings soon.
But I don't understand what he makes money on. Because, like, MoviePass is, like, going under.
Wait, he also isn't Turtle.
Yes, somebody pointed that out. So he's like, he was an assistant of Mark Wahlberg's, but the real Turtle apparently passed away.
Yeah.
So he like, but he does still look like a turtle.
Yeah.
So we're still correct on.
And then, do you follow him and he does like Torpedo Tuesday?
No, I don't follow him. I don't want to know what he does.
He's always like, we're gonna have the best day, we're gonna love it, we're gonna work hard, work harder, and we're gonna play tennis.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that before.
Yell, but yeah. Do a yelling noise.
Yeah,
I just when I yell. And write us, you know, we guys, we only need about 7 more reviews to get 1,000. The last 7 have to be 5 stars though, so please take your time. Write a 5-star review. We're almost at 1,000.
Or don't. I mean, honestly.
Please, just 5 stars, please. Honestly, only.
At this point, don't write us anything.
It makes me sad when I read sad ones. I mean, mean ones. And then I eat because I'm sad, and then I'm sad because I eat.
Because I eat, and I'm sad because I'm fat.
Okay. Oh. Also, on Below Deck this week, well, we basically posted a picture that Colin posted.
Yeah.
And then he DM'd us about it.
Well, so he posted a photo originally, deleted the original on his story, and then quickly reposted it again with a different caption.
But we caught him. We got you. We got you, Colin. It looked like you were dating Casey.
And I still can't imagine that they're not, because somebody DM'd us and said, oh, I had a friend who was in Mexico, and Colin and Casey were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, and then they'd been speculating since that they were together. And, like, yeah, Colin, like, DM'd us, like, can you take that down? And it's like, no.
Yeah, like.
What does our name say? Two nice girls? Two will do whatever you say, girls?
Colin, you did it to yourself.
Yeah, is that what you told him?
Colin, you created the rumor. That's what I wrote it back.
He wrote back, like, dumb. We're like, bye, Colin.
We're like, see you never. I'll try to get on that Long Island ferry.
Yeah, but I kind of like them together.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I mean, neither of them are ever getting back on the show. Oh, no, Colin did the new season, right?
I think he did. This new season of Below Deck is kind of snooze fest for me.
What? Caroline is crazy. Not only does she look like a redhead Stassi, but she also looks like Kimmy Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
But like a crazy version of her.
Everyone knows a Caroline, though.
Who?
You know, like someone that
who's just... our Caroline?
You.
Is it? Is it me?
No.
Oh, I'm always afraid. Like, if you don't know who it is, it's always you. It's like, who's the douchebag in your group? It's like, oh, shit, I'm Karen.
No, but it's like always like those people. There's always one of those just, you know, complainers. Mm-hmm. It's like, suck it up. Do your work.
Yeah.
Get your shit done.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And like, she's like, oh my God, I can't move. She's like, I got a mosquito bite.
Do you know how many times I've traveled out of the country and literally my entire leg will swell up because I got one mosquito bite?
But
it's
happened to
me multiple times.
She was like limping. She's like, oh my God.
It doesn't hurt. It feels weird and uncomfortable, but it doesn't physically hurt. That's happened to me like multiple times.
Also, just stay in the laundry room. It's like people like that. Like she didn't want to be in the laundry room. Like Rocky didn't, because they want to be a star, baby.
She's totally in theater.
Yeah.
Caroline was totally in theater.
Yeah. And she was always the understudy, probably.
Totally. She could never and get then that she'd like try role. To like Nancy Kerrigan the people, like the lead role.
Tonya Harding too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She's like, I was just nice to everyone.
Okay, any other breaking news this week?
So I do want to say, because I know we're going to talk about it later, but so I think some of you might know, like, obviously we got hooked into, like, the 90 days, but, like, the Vanderpump kids also love the 90 days, especially Jax. But Jax has been trolling these people, but, like, a dum-dum, because he says all these things that's literally describing himself. So he trolls, like, he's trolled Paul, he's trolled the new guy Jay, he's trolled the new guy John, like Jersey Shore guy, and he like says all these things, and it's like Jax. So now there's like all this Instagram beef between them.
I think it's really funny because Stassi had Darcy on her podcast, so I wonder if Jax met her.
It's still weird to me that Jax and Stassi can even be friends.
It's wild. He's still like secretly in love with her though.
I mean, yeah. Oh, let's also talk about the fact that they're in a Taco Bell ad.
Yes, guys, go to TacoBell.com.
Check out their party packs. Like, their banner is of Katie, Schwartz, Brittany, and Jax. It's like them eating tacos or something. It's so strange. Katie looks amazing.
I was pretty embarrassed to put in my URL, like TacoBell.com. But I did it for you guys.
I mean, I sent you the link. All you had to do was click on it.
Well, I did.
I mean, it's wild. Like, who knew that when they started wearing all these this Taco Bell gear that they'd have, they're like, we're actually not going to pay you in dollars, though, and we're going to pay you in chalupas.
And we'll postmate them all to you.
Brittany's going to have Taco Bell and Hooters cater at their wedding.
You know it.
Taco Bell, like one of them's going to be the rehearsal dinner, and then the other one's going to be like the food. Probably Taco Bell for the food at the wedding.
Yeah, I agree.
It depends who gives them the bigger sponsorship deal, you know?
Totally. Mm-hmm. It is like, actually, I haven't had Taco Bell.
What's your order from Taco Bell?
I had an incident in college, so I literally haven't had it since like 2006.
What kind of... Does it involve like white pants?
No, it was like there was a mosquito in it.
Oh, actually, I thought you were going to say you shit yourself.
No, there was a mosquito in the meat.
Ew. And
this was in, I'll never forget it. It was my 21st birthday weekend. I really basically haven't had it since. For like 12 years.
Oh my God.
Maybe I've had like quesadilla here and there.
Yeah, I'm more of a Del Taco girl of like chicken soft tacos. But all the Del Tacos in LA are very far from me, which is like also I don't need to be eating that. But whatever. Besides the point.
Did you dress up for Halloween?
Ooh, I was like really lame. So my friend on Saturday, she was going to this Halloween party and she's like, come on, you have to go. It's going to be super fun. And I'm like, yeah, I can't wait. And then I checked the link and the tickets were sold out. And then I waited like 3 hours to tell her they were sold out. And I was like, ugh, it's sold out. Bummer. She's like, no, I think you could get them at the door. I'm like, oh, it's all the way downtown. It's just like not a good idea. So I went to dinner with a couple of friends and watched the World Series instead over the weekend. And then last night I started watching Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix, and I did not go out. Do you get trick-or-treaters?
I didn't get one.
Do you normally?
No, since I've lived at this house, no.
Yeah, I've been at my house for over 5 years and not once. And I usually, and like last night, I was like, oh, make sure you turn off your front light so nobody comes. I forgot to turn off my front light and still nobody came.
Yeah, now the thing is like people go to like trick-or-treating areas. There's like hot spots.
Yeah, ours
it's
is
not
always
just
the
in
landings.
Your like local neighborhood anymore.
Oh yeah, like I remember like we had this area where I grew up in and it was called the Landings, and they always gave the best. It was like a couple of loops around, and like people, like there would be like buses that would come in and bring kids.
Yeah.
What did you do for Halloween?
Well, on Friday night, I dressed up as the movie The Craft, and I feel
the
like
actual
I really...
VHS?
What?
I just
it's from 1996. No, I get it, VHS. But I think I nailed that outfit.
It was
like
great.
Gothic Catholic schoolgirl, and I went to a Halloween party, and I had a good time on Friday night, and I brought Morning Recovery to the party, passed it out, and literally everyone like Saturday was like totally good to go.
Wait, that's so funny because I saw all these pictures of people holding Morning Recovery.
And I was like, try Morning Recovery. And then everyone, you know, went about their business on Saturday and they're like, I feel fine today. I'm like, it's because you had the Morning Recovery, people. they completely forgot they took that. And they were like, yeah, like, let's go to brunch. You want to go out again tonight? I'm like, you know why you're feeling okay, right? It's because you drank that blue drink. You know that, right? They were like not connecting the dots. I'm like, people, go to morningrecoverydrink.com. Use the code TJG. For percentages off and live your best life. Go out two nights in a row.
So did you go out Saturday night?
Yes.
What was your costume Saturday? Or did you just do like no costume?
Saturday I kind of like went out during the day. That was a no costume. That was a day date.
Oh yeah. And you ran into some jurors.
And I ran into a ton of jurors and had so much fun with them. They overwhelmed me.
Hold my dog.
I was telling them to hold my dog. If only I had more Morning Recovery to give out. Ugh. I wish I could just pass this stuff out everywhere. And that was a blast. And yeah, last night I watched The Departed.
Which is very
classic.
Classic. Well, that sounds, I feel, and then I like started thinking, I was like, I'm not even like, so actually it was funny because I woke up yesterday too and I thought that it was already Thursday. So I was like, oh, great. Like, it's Thursday. And I'm like, oh, I must have just, like, basically slept through Halloween. And then I got into the office and there were literally, like, out of, like, 250 people that work there, there was, like, 4 people who were dressed up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about what I was.
Oh, yeah.
So I kept in theme, guys. And I'm a
Catholic
school teacher. A little
controversial, I'd like to say.
I was a nun at work.
Sister Mary Catherine. What did the top of your thing say?
It said, nonsense. Like N-U-N.
Yeah, no, I got it.
S-E-N.
Uh-huh. And what was the other one that said, the person you dressed up with, what'd theirs say?
None of your business. We thought we were so funny. I did have to get this approved by the priest that I could wear it. I got the okay before.
What if you're like, okay,
you know, trying to be as controversial as possible.
Yeah, you're like, if I don't wear this, I'm going to go with my craft costume, which is all about witchcraft. So take your pick of which one is the lesser of the two evils.
He also told me that I could dress up as my favorite saint. And I was like, I'm going to stick with the nun.
What saint would you have dressed up as?
Oh, I like Saint Anthony. I pray to him when I lose things.
I couldn't even name a saint.
Happens a lot.
Saint Jude's hospital. That's the only one. Jennifer Aniston is a spokesperson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Let's move on. We're sorry, guys. We've spent now like almost a half hour just discussing our actual shows.
So these shows weren't that great to discuss. So we will go to Orange County and we will go travel back to Jamaica.
Yaman. We're culturally appropriate. It's fine. Yaman.
Take a shot every single time they say Yaman.
Yeah, it's like if they did that, I literally would be so drunk.
So then apparently the Real Housewives of Atlanta also
That waterfall was not the first time we've seen that waterfall.
On Bravo TV.
Like, what? Like, I actually didn't connect the dots until they went to that waterfall.
Okay. Vicky's purposely falling. She is. I gotta make this, like, good TV. I'm just gonna throw myself into the water and act like I'm falling.
First off, this has been her best season in years.
Well, because she twerks.
Okay. And also, like, you jumping up and down with your entire body is not a twerk.
She literally is, like, the worst dry humper in the world.
Yes, like, all I just think is, like, a lot of chafing.
She's having sex 4 times a day. She is literally, like, she's, like,
she has no rhythm. Yeah, she has, like, I just think, like, she must just starfish the whole time.
No, or like do like...
She's like, Steve, just lock up my arms and my legs and don't let me move.
Someone reminded me today about how I said last week that Eddie puts his penis in Cameron's belly button.
Oh my God, no, stop. Don't make me think about it again.
Someone reminded me of that today.
In person or in a DM?
No, in person. My friend was like, wait, that thing that you said about Eddie and Tamara? I was like, what do you mean? I don't remember.
I forget everything we've ever talked about the minute we stopped talking about it.
She was like, you know, about the belly button. I was like, what did I say about the belly button? And then she told me. I was like, oh my God, yeah, that was so funny. you can imagine it.
No, see it I don't want to imagine it. She doesn't have a belly button.
Okay.
Anyway,
the girls are really uncoordinated. Kelly is just flashing everyone.
Well, Kelly shows up in like a very, very low cut bathing suit, and I'm like, I'm sorry, we're hiking in this?
Right. Like, I actually, it's kind of amazing none of them really got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, Gina's afraid of the water.
It's, which always just like kind of cracks me up. I will say, not the most flattering bathing suit on Emily.
Yeah, but I really like her body.
No, I agree. It's just that I have the same thing when if I try to wear one of those, like it makes you look bigger than you are because it cuts right at your back where you like your posture is. So always it'll give you like an automatic roll. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No. And then you know what I did like though? The fact that Tamara couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. And the guy's like,
you aren't going to die, girls. Don't worry. You aren't going to die on my watch. Yeah, man.
And then it's like funny though, because it's like, they're like, oh, God, still haven't heard from Shannon. And I'd be like, stop giving it attention.
Whenever they do the timestamps, I get, like, so excited. It's, like, 17 hours since they've heard from Shannon. 19 hours. 20 hours. Give the girls another red
because
stripe.
Because it gives you your excitement of all those murder shows you love.
No, there's something about a timestamp in Real Housewives that you're like, you know they're putting this up for a reason.
Oh, my favorite is, like, when they do it, like, in, like, Vanderpump, they'll be like, like Kristen's like, I did not fuck James in the jacuzzi, and they're like 3 days earlier, and you're like, oh.
They used to always, when Orange County first came out, the big thing was that they would put like dollar signs on everything.
Oh yeah,
like they'd be like Cartier watch 40,000. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh yeah, Tamara's 40th birthday present,
60,000. Yes.
Yeah, and now they're like, sorry, we can't do that because these bitches are actually poor. Whenever we go to a car dealership, they're getting, like, a deal just to sit next to the car.
Right.
Like, remember when Gretchen and Slade, like, Slade, the poor guy Slade, like, bought Gretchen a, like, Rolls Royce and then was like, or, like,
for 2 days.
And then, like, Vicky gave Brianna the car and was like, woohoo, you get to do the payments yourself. It's like, what college student can afford a $500 a month car payment?
So good.
So good.
Got classic Vicky.
Yeah.
Classic Gumbelson.
Ugh, Victoria.
Okay, so basically they come back from their wild adventures and, you know, they still can't get a hold of Shannon and then they start worrying about her health. And I was like, in what respect?
Like, it's like, first off, like, you guys, like, are in a nice hotel. Obviously, like, production would tell you if she had left.
Well, they, like, were making it sound like she was going to, like, hurt herself in the hotel room. Like, no. Come on.
And you know what made me mad about that? It just made me – and I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but it made me think of, like, the gaslighting that – remember at Heather Dubrow when she was like, ooh, should we call an ambulance for Shannon? Do we need to 5150 her?
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. That was, like, skinny Shannon.
That was, like, Lizzie was still on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And her hot husband, Christian.
Mm-hmm. Who's I think they're really good friends with Emily and Gina.
Good, they should be. But that means then they're friends with probably like Gretchen.
Yeah, there's a different, that's a B, that's the B cast.
Yeah, maybe D. But anyways, I digress.
So finally Victoria gets a hold of Shannon and Shannon's like, I'm acting like women do when they go through a really, really bad divorce. I'm having a pity party for myself and if I want to fall asleep with a handle of vodka in my hands, I can! I'm hurt!
It's so, it's just, it's like, Shannon, you're boring. Yeah. And like Vicky, when she was like, and I love the previews that they do, right? Because they're like, I need to know if they're gonna, if they're dead or something like that. And so you're like, oh man, something happened to Shannon. Then you're like, oh, Vicky's on the phone with Shannon when she says that.
But also, how much better would the day have been if Shannon went?
Like, horrible. Awkward. They would have all been annoyed.
It would have been awkward car rides. It would have been confrontations in the sunlight.
It'd be like Tamara in Shannon's face a la Ireland, be like, fuck you! Remember when she got into Vicky's face and did that?
Yeah, in the car. And then Shannon's like holding her and her eyes are like wide open.
Yeah, like it was like, but it was like the, it was night vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that it would just would have been awkward. So, like, why don't you guys just, you all had a fun time. Enjoy that. But they're probably all, like, pissed, too, because they're like, Shannon gets paid to lay in bed while we have to go do this stupid event.
Well, and then Shannon's like, I needed time and space and all this bullshit. I think production needs to get more involved. Like, no, you got to go on this trip. Make some good television.
Or you get, or, like, you don't get paid for the day.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't also, I don't want to see, like, I don't want to see people picking on Shannon. They're like, I don't, the trips are not enjoyable when they go after one person. Like, if there's sides, I'm fine with that. Like, if there's, like, 3v3, like, great. Have fun with that. But when it's against one, it's, like, it's just, like, not fun. Like, I don't need to see depressed Shannon. I don't need to see everyone attacking her. I don't care.
Well, then it was pretty awkward when Kelly compared Shannon to her mom, used the word manic. And I mean, it basically sounds, we really got a glimpse into Emily's childhood.
Wait, are we talking about, like, you said Kelly. Are we talking about Kelly? Wait, what?
No, I'm talking about.
You said Kelly said she was manic and compared her to her mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Emily.
Oh,
Emily.
Okay. Sorry. I was like, wait, what? I was thinking.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
And then I was thinking of Kelly's mom with her hair, and I was like, she could be manic.
What happened to Kelly's mom? Where does she live now?
Come on. You know the drama. Bobby lives in Arizona with her other brother, and they're in a fight.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
Yeah. And she, like, remember they said that, like, Kelly, like, pushed her down a flight of stairs at, like, an old folks home or something?
Normal. Yeah,
these are things that happen on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
But anyway, so Emily compares Shannon to her mom and says, you know, she's manic and, like, very depressed, and we get the glimpse into Emily's life of like having to really pick her mom up.
Is that too soon or too late for you? Like, I feel like I needed this character development from Emily like episodes ago because I want her to have another season.
So I'm biased. I just really enjoy her. I think she's such the voice of reason. And
oh, I agree. That's what I'm saying though. Like, I feel like they did it too late. Like, that people are already over Emily, where it's like, I don't need to see this character development because I'm over her. And I'm like, no, we should have done this sooner because everybody likes it. Like, we should all like Emily.
I feel like Emily's also having a hard time being Ouai from her family for so long. I think she's not used to this.
Yeah. I was watching her Insta stories yesterday on Halloween. She had, like, her kids were dressed up. Also, I need to discuss something. Sorry to go off the
schedule. Sure. Get your ADHD out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is with Halloween parades? This was like never a thing when I was growing up. And now it's all the rage.
Well, like, we have a Halloween parade at school.
And the parents all come to it?
Yeah. But I had that growing up too.
What?
Yeah, like you all come to school in the morning and you walk around and the parents take pictures of you.
No.
I do.
Parents have to work.
Oh.
Not that parents that go don't work. I'm just saying, like, it just was like, oh, cool, like, I'll take you trick-or-treating later. Like, it wasn't like a...
Oh, no, there was always a fight in the Mahoney household on Halloween morning because it was like... putting on all the makeup and the costume and it wasn't the way you wanted it to look. There was lots of tears.
You guys didn't dress up as like something like the three of you?
No, we don't. No, we were always separate and do our own thing. And then, yeah, we'd like walk over to school and then do the Halloween parade. I was actually a nun in fifth grade smoking a cigar.
What?
So this is my first time
what
being
were you,
a nun.
Instead of like a I smoking gun, a you were smoking
college.
Nun?
I was a pregnant nun in college. Remember that costume? That was sophomore year.
I don't remember that, no. Oh, my God. I love people who go all out for Halloween. I'm just always, like, a cat.
No, and then we'd walk home from school and wait to trick-or-treat.
This is, like, very fascinating to me. Like, Halloween parties are, like, I felt like all over my story, like, in Two Judgy Girls and then in personal life was, like, all these Halloween parties. I'm like, I don't get it.
No, maybe that was just, like, your school. Or maybe people went and you didn't remember because your parents dropped you off.
Ugh, yeah, I did block out a lot of my childhood.
Okay, anyways.
I have to go to the therapist now.
Okay, so what else? Do we
need? Well, okay, so I felt – so I'm saying like with the Gina – or the Emily thing. I always want to call Emily Gina. I feel like she looks way more like a Gina than Gina does. I can't help that. But, okay. I felt like I liked the Emily character development. But I just am also like, no tears on this trip. That's for Shannon. I want to have a fun time on this trip. Mm-hmm. I don't want Emily and Gina to be off on their own. Like, they need to be in the thick of it with the other four.
Yeah, I didn't think they're going to lunch by themselves helped. However, let's talk about the Tamara and Shannon sit down.
Okay. First off, I don't even know what they said because I could not stop looking at how tight Tamara's skin was around her ear.
So we got a lot of DMs with that, and that's why she was wearing the hat. Like, she clearly got something done.
Well,
she wore a hat to dinner one night too.
Well, she got a facelift, but I just couldn't, I could not, I didn't even see those DMs. I could not, like, I was sitting there watching being like, what the hell is wrong with the skin around her ear? Like, it's pulled so tight. Like, I thought it was going to, like, snap.
That's why she kept on wearing that weird hat.
Which weird hat? The one with the dreads? The red stripe one?
No, the one, like, kind of like a fedora.
Ugh.
She would be the girl that wore the fedora.
No, Gina definitely would be.
True. And there can only be one fedora in a group. That's my dad's rule.
And that's Karen the douche that's wearing it. Wait, that's your dad's rule for real?
My dad will always be like, there can only be one girl in the group that wears the fedora.
Who is it in your family?
No one.
Okay, thanks.
But he just like, when he observes people out, he'll be like, that's the girl that wears the fedora. It's like a really weird observation.
Like, okay.
Okay.
So what did you think about? I just feel like Tamara is such a shitty friend that she like made all of that about her too.
No, team Tamara. Shannon is always negative. Like, decompress, have fun, and then have fun in the moment. Like, nobody wants to hear your complaints. You have first world problems about your $13,000 rent, about your shitty ex-husband that didn't like you for 4 years. Like, what do you even like? Stop mourning. You should be happy now. You have a new job. I'm over her. She's just too hard to be friends with.
Wow, that's just not how I feel.
And then even Shannon's, you know, apology. She's like, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I will agree. I hate that sort of apology. Like, I'm sorry that you feel that way. It's like, that's not an apology. You're literally like, just saying your feelings are wrong, and that's like, get over it.
And you've gone to too much therapy. Like, you can't just say how you feel. Like, no, you hurt that person.
Yeah, but I also just felt like, it's like, Tamara, she's like, I never said any of that stuff about you not talking to me about Eddie. And it's like, yeah, you did. You said it on the raft. You said it, like, don't bullshit. Like, I just don't like when she, like, I would be Team Tamara if she wasn't just such a freaking liar with the evidence right there. It's like, we all watched the show.
Well, even, like, they said, like, this is such a semantics game. And then they're like, that was Gina's observation of the situation.
Yeah. It's like, Gina wouldn't have known that observation if you didn't tell her.
Yeah. But, I mean, Shannon does eventually say sorry. And then, you know, of course, like, at the end of the dinner, Tamara's best moment was the fight because they had a breakthrough. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Like, also, like, Tamara's face is just so tight. She can't even, like, cry tears. Like, I don't think she's seen a real tear in, like, years. Like,
there's never actually water that comes up.
No, none of them. It's like, you know, like, when Rachel would cry on night before the 90 days and she'd just, like, dab, look at her finger, like, is there any moisture there? Okay. Like, they just never. I just feel like recast, yeah. Or they're not allowed to talk about, or next season they're not allowed to talk about any other problems that they've had in previous seasons.
But I did, like, love how Tamara was, like, talking to the guy, and she's like, so, gosh, you have great teeth. And she's like, Vicky really likes great teeth. So if you don't have them, she can just buy you them. And then he was, like, hilarious. He's like, girl, shake your booty, sister. Shake your booty. She's like, I'm not twerking today. Not today. I'm a grandma. I'm not twerking today. And he's like, I'll pay you money to twerk. And she's like, I'll give you money so I can't twerk. When did she, like, get that moment made me feel like, I was like, this is fun.
Yeah. No, but that's, like, the fun I want to see on a trip. Like, on a cast trip, I don't want drama. I want them to have a good time. Like, I want to see them being silly. Like, that's fun. Like, save the drama for the mainland.
Yeah, like, let's whoop it up. And
Vicky, I do appreciate.
I still really want to go to Puerto Vallarta and stay at the Zika Hyatt with you, but for free. So if you want me to come, let me know.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say something that I appreciate about Shannon is that she did admit that she was, like, jealous of Gina.
I agree.
And I thought that was really big. And then I appreciated Gina being like, it's really hard. You know, I put on, like, this face and everything, blah, blah. And I appreciated that.
There was a breakthrough.
Yeah, and then they ended it with a kiss on the lips.
And they were, like, so fast to do that. They're like, oh, you guys want us to kiss? Okay.
Yeah, oh, dare us. I triple dog dare you to dare us to do that.
And then we're all twerk. Let's just end it with a good old twerk. But look like jackrabbits.
None of them can do it. And I felt like Gina would have been the one that could do it.
I know. That's disappointing.
Or, like, Kelly.
Kelly, for sure.
And Kelly's just, she's just so gorgeous.
Yeah, but I don't like her new bangs in person. And I also don't like Deandra's new bangs.
Oh, my God. What? First off, I think that was, like, a hairpiece. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay. So I remember when you had bangs.
Yeah, well, the first time, so when I was, like, in, like, 10th grade, I was like, I'm going to cut bangs. Okay, so I cut these bangs.
For yourself?
Yeah, I'm just going to cut my hair. It's like, no wonder I got a cosmetology license at one point. I just felt like I needed to, you know, be licensed to do it. So I cut my hair, and I'm like, oh, my God, why? And I did it with, like, remember those scissors you have as a kid that were, like, little, and they had, like, the fluorescent holes?
Yeah, I use them every day.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, like, I cut my hair with. Okay, so I would cut them, and I'm like, oh, my God, what did I just do? Like, what did I just do? I can't believe I did it. So then I was trying to, like get them flatter, and I could, so I kept trying to, like, flat iron them, and then all of a sudden, it just literally became, like, a visor of hair, like, it was just sticking straight up, and, like, I don't know why I didn't think, but I literally didn't have any bobby pins, I didn't have anything, so I had to go to school like that, with my hair, and, like, everyone was like, what is wrong with your hair? I was like, I tried to cut, they're like, I'm like, I don't have a bobby pin, like, I was out of, I couldn't find one, and they're like, like, I think my nickname was, like, bangs for, like, and it wasn't for the right reason, you know? Like, it was, like, for this bad hair. And so when Deandra, I saw her bangs, I literally got, like, PTSD.
They were really, really bad.
It looked like they literally just tried to, they kept trying to flat iron it, and it just, like, and it was, like, a hairpiece. Remember? Remember Jessica Simpson's hair's dresser, Ken Paves or Ken Paws?
Yes. And where is he now?
He used to have a salon on Beverly in LA. I should drive by and see if it still exists. But him and Jessica Simpson teamed up for, like, you know, fake ponies, like, extensions, like, all these hair pieces. And one of them were bangs.
Oh, God.
And so I'm like, what if she's wearing, like, Ken Paves bangs?
They were not a good look. We that will talk whole, about that whole pajama
makeup,
party.
That whole makeup. Let's just talk about the pajama party and we can go back.
Okay, so it's at Jack Retro and Leanne's like, I already planned this party with her. I have to show up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Deandra walks
so
in.
They're so awkward with each other, too.
Well, Deandra walks in with her horrible bangs and they don't even hug. And, you know, they're promoting Hard Night Good Morning, horrible which I'd like still. To try.
Oh, and me too. No, I don't want that.
And then I loved like Brandy's pajama look. Like she basically stole her daughter's onesie.
Yeah, no, but I thought it was like fun. I thought like Carrie, I was like, no, stop.
Too sexy.
Also, it's just like, I don't want to see you guys in lingerie. Like Brandy, like that's fun for me. Like Deandra, I was like, you're literally in the 1950s. I was like, I like Dee's outfit. I love Dee's outfit.
Well, also like Carrie, her hair was like so, I mean, her hair was like a fun look. But they get so done up with their hair and makeup, and then you're wearing pajamas. It's like you want a softer look wearing pajamas.
Well, also, it's like Carrie, when she like gets all done up, I literally like, it's not even like a rude statement. It's literally an observation. Like, I'm like, is she on the next season of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, we saw her without makeup this week before the
and she looked fine.
Renewal. She didn't look fine, but
I thought she looked...
less is more.
Yeah, that's all.
But basically, Dee was really – she was threatening people. I saw a little Leanne Locke.
I don't give a dog's rip. I don't give a dog's rip if you talk about my daughter as an alcoholic because she is not an alcoholic.
Like
– that's all.
I mean, Dee – and then I loved when Leanne and Dee were talking and then Leanne just – Carrie comes up and she just starts talking to Carrie and completely dismisses Mama Dee.
The whole thing was like just weird too, because it's like this weird tension where it's like, hey, and then okay, when Carrie is talking to Deandra outside and Deandra's like, we're going to Copenhagen for your family and I don't want any of this drama because we're going for you, and I'm like, guys, first off, again, it's a cousin's album release party. Anyone can make an album on iTunes now. You just have to upload an MP3, just like anybody can make a podcast these days.
Literally anybody.
It's like, we're going for an album release party and guarantee that's not even going to be like on film.
And then Mama Dee, like, it's like, I wish I could come on this trip. And she's like waiting for the invitation. Nobody invites her. She's like, I really want to go to Sweden. And they're like, we're not going to Sweden. She's like, whatever, Denmark. Nobody actually knows where they're going. And I loved how like on the invitation, they're like, what is this? Smoked fish caviar? It smells like dirty twats.
I did laugh at that. And then I was like, what? And then she's like, from a kick line. And I was like, oh, I guess that actually would probably make sense.
Makes sense.
But yeah, it's like, I Copenhagen. And then when Travis was like, oh, I've been there a couple of times. I used to date someone there.
I know. Poor. They are the cutest couple in the world. You cried?
Of course. Like, I just was like, she's just so sweet and so appreciative of the life that she has. And it's like, she doesn't take it for granted that it's just like you could just tell they like really love each other. And then I love when he's like, I would usually give the ring to my younger son or to my older son, but I'm going to give it to the younger son this time.
Yeah.
And I just like the whole thing was just, it was so sweet. But then I was wondering, where's Leanne? Where's Deandra? Where's Cam?
Well, they said that. He said Travis wanted to make it really intimate. Stephanie addressed that. She said, I would like everyone to be here because I'm on such good terms, but he wanted to make it really special. The original maid of honor came. She's wearing the original dress. The boobs looked a little weird. Like maybe she doesn't fill them out as much anymore.
Yeah, I did notice that. But I thought, I just thought it was so sweet.
And we got to see Joey, Travis's hot brother.
Joey Hallman.
Has been DMing us. MBD, people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did I put a hashtag that Joey Hallman is a snack? Yeah, he is a delicious one. And then he was like, thanks for the love. And I was like, I will not write what I want to write. Get reported.
Wait, then I felt weird when Travis was like, she owes me butt sex. Oh. Like in front of the parents. I was like, whoa.
I laughed at that.
Oh, that's too far for me.
Oh, yeah, me too. I just thought, I thought it was funny though.
I did like love seeing Cam try to cut an apple.
Is there something wrong with her?
She looked such like a Stepford wife for me that day. Like, was she wearing like shorts?
She's wearing like a checkered shorts.
Yeah. And then with like the rose water and
also, just, have you ever drank rose water? Like, I've sprayed it on my face.
I've sprayed it on my face too, but not drank it.
Yeah. Very strange.
And then like Cameron, they're basically, you know, I think it was kind of screwed up that Deandra did not go wedding shopping. It's just like sometimes you just got to show up for things even if you don't want to. Hence every baby shower I've ever gone to.
Well, I would also just like to say clearly Deandra is in a bad place though because she didn't upgrade to first class on the trip to Copenhagen.
That was so embarrassing for her.
And I was like, she really only has $200 in her account.
Yeah, that's confirmed.
It's like we all knew Leanne was taking coach. Leanne would try to sit with the luggage if she could get it for cheaper.
She's like, I'll spend that money elsewhere, that $1,200.
Yeah, she's like,
And I'm like, Bravo, how did you not buy them the tickets?
So I was thinking about that, and I think this is what it is. I think Bravo pays for their regular tickets, and they're like, listen, we'll send you over there. I also don't think that Dallas, like I think that Beverly Hills, they're like, no, we're not going. Like, they even negotiated into their contract. Like, Dallas is just so excited to have a season 3 that they're like, we'll do whatever you want.
Right.
So okay. They're like, okay, fine. We'll buy you regular plane tickets. And if you want to upgrade, you can upgrade. And then I was like, I didn't think that Brandy had that much money. $1,200?
Yeah. She's probably just living off credit cards.
I bet Stephanie probably, like, paid for it.
Yeah, that's probably true, too.
Oh, God, I just love Stephanie so much.
But wait, let's go back to them. They read this text message out loud about her not being able to come. And then she's like, too busy?
She's like, who is that?
This isn't someone we know.
We don't know her.
No.
She's psycho. It's psycho. Like the back and forth on that, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, what's going on? What's going on?
Psycho. Psycho.
Like, she's psycho. She is not someone who I would sell Sparkle dog food to.
She is embarrassing the Simmons name in Dallas.
It's also like, who cares? Yeah. Who cares? She married a commoner, Jeremy. Like, who cares?
Jeremy's hot, so...
He is. But then she was like, they're talking about like Jimmy. And I'm like, I need more Jimmy. I need a show. If you want to put it on Lifetime, that's fine. But I need a show of all of the elite, like 65 and older women.
Yeah. Dale, mm-hmm. Jimmy.
Dale, Jimmy, D.
I mean, Ramona could join it. She's almost there.
No, because I don't know. I don't want any Ramona. Okay. I don't want Ramona there. She needs to perfectly stay. Okay. Somebody was asking me this, by the way, and they're like, who's your favorite housewife? And is it, I think Ramona might be my favorite housewife.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, and I say it with this, not like I like her the best. I just think she represents the Real Housewives franchise, like, to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think, like, she's genuine. She tells it like it is. Like, she's brought it every season, whether you love her or hate her. Like, she is... She's made herself known every season. She's my, like, all-time is, like, she's the all-time housewife to me.
I think for me it'd be Luann.
Wow. Okay, so you're going, even though she was a friend of one season?
Yeah, look at, she rose back to the top.
Was it because she fucked a pirate?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, she has so many iconic moments.
She does.
Don't be cool. Don't be all uncool.
I said to somebody yesterday, I was like, hey, be ghoul. Don't be all un-ghoul.
I get it, like a Halloween-y joke.
Yeah, it was to my friend Katie, and she literally just looked at me, and I was like, I have to go.
I've actually been saying in my classroom, don't be all uncool, and I, like, want to laugh so hard.
They just don't. I wish they somebody would know. Say, like, I wish someone knew it, though.
My assistant does. I'm like, okay. That's for you, baby. Good. Gotta keep it light in here somehow.
Yeah, I'm ready. I don't know what I want from these franchises because it's like I want something different, but then it's like
I want Leanne to say what she means. I want her to karate chop someone in the throat.
Well, she's just so annoying because she's like, no, that's what you heard. That's not what I said. And then it's like, but you did say that.
The thing about her, too, is, like, she's not drinking enough for me. She's too controlled. And, like, we know she watches every season and watches her seasons back to, like, she's super calculated.
Like, hers is, like football teams watch, like, the game tape. She watches Housewives as game tape.
Totally.
But, like, what's annoying is it's, like, yeah, she's – her moves are so calculated. It's, like, you have to understand you do just fine on your own.
Well, and, like, her and Tamara's confessionals remind me of each other because they have, like, these one-liners that they've practiced and they know what they're going to say ahead of time.
But it's, like, not – it's, like, it doesn't feel organic. It's disingenuous. Yeah.
Is disingenuous even a word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People definitely say that.
Yeah.
I liked to learn more about her allergies to grass, trees, dogs, cats, milks.
It's like, again,
not penises or Coca-Cola.
It's just like, keep adding to the list of she's an enigma wrapped in riddles, but not cash. No cash there. Wrapped in carnival. Yeah, hot dog carnival wrappers. Like, she's like, I had Coca-Cola in my mouth.
I know, and then she, like, I felt like made, like, a blowjob signal with her mouth. I don't know. Maybe I made that up.
It's like, I don't want to know about your sex life with the one-eyed rich. I don't care.
But I feel like the girls are really going to squash this alcoholic thing because Mama D's got their back. And I loved her advice. She's like, the only thing you didn't do is shut down those women. Yeah. I mean, Mama D.
Like, I would be fine if she wanted to, like, have, like, she could host play-by-play.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what? That's actually genius. Bravo. Steal this idea, but just at least give us some sort of credit. Get all the moms, and they do an after show together. And then that's where they dissect all the franchises. They're not allowed to talk about the one with their daughter on it.
I love that.
They have to sit out. Like, that's what it's called. It's, like, called play-by-play, and they're out. When their daughters – when people are talking about Dallas, their daughters are – like, the mom's out. So you have to have a mom from each franchise.
I love it.
And then they discuss what they should have done and, like, what they would have done.
As wise women.
That is a million-dollar idea.
That is. I'll talk to Andy.
Yeah. I'll DM him.
But I loved her advice. She's like, don't blow it off. She's like, get rid of it. Be a mean girl. Tell them off. Eat the cow, bitch. What?
Like, and then we're going to compete for who's prettiest afterwards. You or me? Me. Green Miracle.
Okay. So we go to Copenhagen next week.
Yeah. And, you know, or Sweden, whatever.
Same.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the new season. We're just going to, like, dip our toes into this new season of 90 Day. There's a lot that's happening.
Who's your favorite couple? We'll dissect each.
Who's my favorite or who, like...
Who's the most entertaining to you right now? I have a top two.
I'd have to say Colt and his mom, and I don't even know what the girl's name is, Letitia.
Larissa. And she's from Brazil. Her coming to America she's coming to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I got Las Vegas confused with Hollywood, Los Angeles, and New York. And, like, the best part is that he doesn't have any AC in his car, but he can't roll the windows down because it's 120 degrees outside.
Oh, that's like a hot box.
Like, welcome to America, bitch.
And, okay, he also, this is the first time they're meeting, correct?
No, I think they spent, like, 9 days together.
Oh, okay.
Because this is 90 days, so they've already had the time together, and now they're engaged.
For some reason, I thought he proposed to her over the internet.
He might have, but I think they spent, like, 9 days together.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, because I hope I'm not wrong, but.
But him, like, showing up with nothing, too, I'm like, that was kind of bad luck.
I thought you would have had flowers. And he's like, you want me to spend $20 on flowers? It's like, obviously this guy, I mean, he lives with his mom. And they're basically talking about putting socks on their door if they're either of them are getting frisky. It's like, how are you guys getting frisky if the other one's not in the other room with your incestual relationship?
And his cat.
He has, like, three cats, right?
The thing about Colt is, like, he's sweet and endearing. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
That's a lie. I think he would be a shooter. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Oh, no, 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 no. He's like a nerd. He's like sweet. He's dorky. He just wants to be loved.
That's what they said about the Unabomber.
No, no, no.
I'm just saying. He creeps me the fuck out.
Oh, he doesn't creep me out. You know who creeps me out?
The ISIS fighter?
Who?
The other guy who's like, I was going to join the fight against ISIS, but I decided to give love one more shot.
Totally. Totally. Like Eric from Wisconsin. He's a divorcee. He has three daughters, one who's 11, one who's 19, and one who's 21. And he was married for like 20 years to Tanya.
Uh-huh. And Lita doesn't like Tanya. Lita's the one from Indonesia.
Yeah. So she's a model, actress, Miss Indonesia, fifth runner-up, also like on her way to being a doctor.
Also not at all though, right? Like she was like, when she says model, she's like, I'm the before model and the before and after ads, right?
I'm not sure.
No, and she also has a 5-year-old.
Oh, got it. She also has a 5-year-old, but it's the best. Why this show is so good is because they're all poor. This is why it's amazing.
Well, and it was just like funny because it was like he flew her to New York because he like wanted to pretend he was like, oh, I want her to see a lot of the U.S. And it's like, no, you wanted to like literally trick her.
Well, and like get like the cheapest flight possible and then rent a car and drive to Pennsylvania and stay in Airbnb.
Yeah, like the whole thing was just like, it's like just spend the extra money. But he had to fly three of them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the sister hates her sister.
I feel like she is literally going to be like,
what's the sister's name? Raina?
You're coming home. Like, we're done.
Well, she's like, but she's really annoying. Like, she gets really annoying when she doesn't have her way. Like, she's super spoiled. Like, what are you going to do?
Where's my breakfast?
And he was like,
where's my rice?
Yeah, and then Eric was like, I don't give a dog's rip if that's who she is. He's like, it's her and me against the world. And I was like, you should listen to the sister.
I feel like she's not going to make it the 90 days.
I think it's like also sweet that he's going to adopt her son. But like the son like seems to go to the sister way more than he goes to his actual mom.
Well, I'm sure he's been raised by nannies in Bali.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because she's like, she comes from a rich family, right?
Super rich. Yeah.
Yeah. So why wouldn't they just buy the tickets?
I don't know.
He's like, no, no. I'm going to put my ISIS money towards a ticket.
No, he's freaky. Like, he's someone to be scared of.
Okay. So you think he's the shooter of the group?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay, fine. If you had to choose one, though.
No, I'm not answering.
If you just had to, it's like gun to your head. You have to choose.
I'm going.
One of them are putting a gun to your head. Who is it?
I guess I'd go. Okay, moving on. Then another interesting couple is Ashley and Jay. This is the Jamaican man who lost his virginity at age 8.
That's called rape.
I'm going to call bluff.
Remember little Joey Gorga said he lost his virginity at 9.
I'm going to call bluff.
I feel Ashley and Jay are like the new Darcy and Jesse.
I agree. So he's 20 and she's like 31 maybe?
She's 31. Yeah. She's a bartender and she has 2 kids, I believe.
Yeah.
And she's like – and she's broken off multiple engagements. And like whenever – and she's like – I have to keep him satisfied because he's 20 and he always wants it. And he's like, baby, I give you the D for the rest of your life. And she's like, sometimes we're driving, we just have to pull over and have sex. I'm like, actually, you don't have to do that.
Right.
That's dangerous.
Right.
And you could just wait.
Right. And then like,
go ahead.
Then him being like, you know, they do the drilling on you. And, I get nervous at the drilling because he's trying to get the visa. And
he didn't even know her birthday.
Yeah. What's your birthday? May 26th. That's not my birthday.
I just was like, the whole thing is just like so laughable to me. Like, and then like when he like came to America or whatever, and he's like, she's like, you're like the only black person in the neighborhood. Like, I don't think they've ever seen a black person. He's like, great. Like, but apparently they're married.
Okay.
Because he got in a fight with Jax and said, like, don't, and he was saying, like, don't talk about my wife like that.
I can see that.
Yeah. So, but it's just funny because he's just like, oh, what did he say? He said something basically about talking about that they have, like, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, we have big sacks. And I'm like, is he talking about his, like, balls? What are they talking about?
I think so.
It's just very, very sexual.
I agree.
Okay, but the worst, though, has to be Kehlani and Asuelu.
Okay, this and poor girl loses her virginity.
Poor girl! She's the girl!
She's like, what, 30?
Either way, I just, like, you're telling me you meet someone, you're like, oh, okay, this is it. I'm gonna do it. Like, I just don't, her story, and plus she was a liar. Like, last week we basically found out she was a liar because she didn't want, like, somebody to, like, she never thought she'd see him, so she told bad stories about him or something, or, like, she's just, she's a bad person.
Well, the dance in the airport, I would have walked away. What would you have done?
I thought that was sweet, though, because I know TLC Courtney set it up. No, because that's like a thing. I guarantee if you look it up, I'm not sure what the dance is called, but I've seen videos of airport dances of that. Like, it's very much, like, in their culture, that's what they do, like, as a welcome.
I would have run away and asked if I didn't know him.
Who would you have known at the airport if this is the love of your life, the father of your baby?
Horrified. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I felt bad for him when he was met the baby and the baby was not taking to him. That was sad. I actually thought he was pretty natural with the baby.
Yeah, like, I think he's, first off, he just seems like a sweet young kid and, like, just, and he's, like, taking responsibility for the fact that he got her pregnant.
And to take it to America. He's kind of cute.
Yeah, I think he's sweet. They dressed up as Moana for Halloween.
Classic.
Yeah, I just don't, I just find her annoying.
Okay.
I feel like she's a victim. She's like a young Shannon Bedore. Okay. Yeah. Not in looks, not in anything, just an attitude.
Got it. Clearly not in the looks. Okay. But then, okay, someone that's also good looking is Jonathan and Fernanda. I'm a little freaked out that she's 18.
She's 19.
That's a little freaky.
She's so pretty.
She's gorgeous. But, I mean, she's living the life. She's got a Jeep Wrangler. He's paying for her college, boob job.
I know. And I'm like, how's he getting all this money? Like, he's not, like, he's making that money in real estate.
I think he's doing, like, actually, I kind of got, like, a very Southern Charm vibe by all the food and, like, that sit-down dinner meeting his friends.
That was, like, a weird thing, though. Like, and the thong thing from, like, last week. What did you think about that thong? I was like, that is a producer setup.
What was it?
Remember she found a thong. Like, she opened the drawer to put her stuff away, and there was a thong sitting right there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how perfect. And then they're, like, sleeping on a couch. It's like, you literally can't buy an air mattress, but you can buy her $10,000 in boobs.
Right.
$75. Go spend it.
Something fishy's going on there.
Yeah, something's weird. I don't get it. But she's gorge. He's
handsome. He would, like, con you.
He's like Bobby Bottle Service from, like, Nick Kroll's character from the Nick Kroll show.
Don't watch it.
Well, it's not on air anymore. But anyways, he's just like this, like, smarmy Jersey guy. But, like, I feel like I'd probably fall under his charm and hate myself for the rest of my life.
I just, like, love how they can have so many new characters that we can
that are, like, about legitimate, too. We didn't, like, even talk about Steven and Olga, and that's, like, the saddest one to me.
The pregnancy. But so do you think it's really his?
Oh, is that, like, a rumor that it might not be?
Well, it says, like, next week, he's like, when's the baby due? And she's like, I don't know.
Oh, no, that would make me so sad for him. He's just, like, he's just, you could tell he's such a lost kid. Like, his mom kicked him out when he was 16, so he couch surfs. He lives with his grandma. His dad passed away when he was a kid. And he's like, I want to name the baby after my dad. And he's going to go to Russia to go see. Like, I just, I'm like, oh, I just want this kid to do well.
It's cute.
That's all. But it's like, so, you're totally right. Like, they have this cast of characters who are not doing this for the show. Like, this is their real life.
And that's why this is real reality TV. And these people aren't smart enough to manipulate, like, each other and the producers and all of that. Like, Housewives is so calculated now. Like, Tamara knows how to work it. Vicky knows how to work it. Mm-hmm. But these people don't. And this is the real of reality.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And like, and I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I'll be literally watching every week until I don't. That's all. I'm starting to lose it. You guys, since I've been back from my trip, 9 p.m. rolls around, I'm like, it is like time for bed.
I know, and I love it because I love doing this earlier because usually it's me fading off.
Yeah, I'm always like, oh, man, I'm so tired.
Well, on that note, guys, we will chat again next week. New Jersey. See, I'm fading off now.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. Premieres next week. And Andy tweeted today saying, I've watched the first 9 episodes of this season, and it is the best Jersey we've had in years. I know he says that all the time, but he's like literally like no clunkers. Like, this is a great season. So I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And we'll chat about it next week, girlfriend.
All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. Be your best. Bye. Bye-bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle And it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.